I think she's the reason why the French elections are probably the number one geopolitical event of 2017, because the implications are far-reaching if she would be elected. And I think there's a good chance that she will make it through the first round successfully. There are five candidates, two far-left candidates, then obviously François Fillon, who was accused of embezzlement last week, might limp into the election now, and that increases her chances. Mm. And then we have Emmanuel Macron, who is the main candidate that many people see as the winner of the first election. But she might just win actually the first round and go into the second round, and then I think her vote is probably capped at around 35-40%, because there will be, as there has been in a number of other elections in Europe, a platform against a right-wing candidate. Sure. And then obviously as we think about the longer term consequences, it's not enough for her to win the presidential elections. She also needs to win the National Assembly elections in June, 11th and 18th of June, and only then she can actually move forward with her policy recommendations, which are obviously very drastic.
Sure.
She wants to leave the Euro, she wants to leave the European Union, and she needs a change in the constitution, because in difference to the UK, the EU membership is actually part of the constitution.